Way off the mark of CJ there, weak side. It was Hudson hitting a three in the first half and striking a little pose in the direction of the Wisconsin bench. Nowhere close on that attempt. Here's Tyler Wall on the drive, right of the lane, running right-hander. Good off the glass. 40-37 SMU, 11:45 remaining. Jalen Smith at the top, throwing to Hudson, hands off to Lanier, off the Hudson screen, blocked out of Seagent. Here's Jalen Smith, right of the circle, feeds Lanier, right lane line, now stops, pops left elbow, in and out, no good, tipped up around the rim and in. Oh, that was Hudson, I believe, a terrific tip in. 42-27, Wall went to the floor, bodies banging around. And they will stop play just to wipe up some perspiration. Well, that's a heck of a play by Jaheim Hudson. And we'll have the under 12 media timeout. We'll step away, 11:18 to go. SMU 42, Wisconsin 37. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Menards' 11% sale is ending on Thanksgiving Day. Don't miss out. Get a countertop that's durable, affordable, and easy to install. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with Menards' great selection of countertops. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for your free estimates today. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 11 minutes, 18 seconds remaining. SMU 42, Wisconsin 37.
The offense rebound was big. It's 11:18 left in this game. Wisconsin almost got three stops in a row. In the game of basketball, that's a big number. When you get together and get three, it's called a strike. Bowling reference there. You big bowler?
They call it a kill here. I was a big bowler. I was a big bowler back in my youth, but not so much anymore.
I can tell.
You bowl?
Oh, yeah.
It's Wisconsin, man.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody?
Get some oil on those lanes. Absolutely.
I figured you were a sneaky good bowler, huh?
I'm 7 feet tall. There's no way I got the movement to get that. I just throw it extremely hard.
There you go. Just hoping it hits something.
And I know there might be some cocktails at the bowling alley. It's a good day.
It's Brian Butch who's still insisting he was not poolside.
I was not. Myers. No. Just working.
I hear you.
Absolutely. But when you look at where we're at with it and what they've done, man, like, we sit right. There's going to be a run coming. That's the run.
Yep.
The question is now, can they extend the run? They got the two stops. They give up the offensive rebound. It doesn't mean that this stops.
28-8 Wisconsin in the paint.
It's got to touch it every time.
And that's what's keeping them in this. They have missed 16 of their 17 shots from the three-point line. SMU showing press, 11:18 to play. Badgers down five. Wall will inbound. Williamson in his face. Tyler gets it into Kamari McGee. He's with B.J. Edwards, and McGee weaving to the front court. Throws to John Blackwell. The freshman will give it up to Steven Crowell on the right wing. Stevie, a couple of dribbles out front, takes it to the top of the circle. A handoff to McGee. Stops right elbow. Flips to Asijan, left of the circle. Bounce pass to Crowell. Draws the double. Skips to Blackwell. Tries a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Asijan. Spikes it out of bounds. Off of SMU. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Oh, good work by Asijan. He just ripped that board. He was leaning out of bounds and just slammed it off of Phelps and out of bounds to Wisconsin.
You couldn't have asked for a better three there. It touches the post. It gets skipped. Just got to make it.
Chucky Hepburn in for Kamari McGee. Here's Asijan. Left foul line extended. Throws to Wall. Gives it to Hepburn. See if Chucky can get going here. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn loops it to Crowell, top of the arc, 7 to shoot. Crowell for Wall, Tyler, baseline right. The drive, reverse layup, no, tipped up and in by Blackwell. And it's 42-39 SMU, 10:25 remaining. Jalen Smith to the front court. Badger fans coming to their feet here in Fort Myers. Edwards throwing to Jalen Smith, feeds Chuck Harris off the Ambrose Hilton screen. Harris in the lane, goes up left hand, flipped it up and in. Pretty move by Chuck Harris. 44-39 SMU, 10 minutes remaining in Fort Myers. Tyler Wall sets the floor for Wisconsin, top of the circle. Leaves it for Hepburn to the right side. Chucky, a pass for Crowell, sends to Blackwell. Gives it to Wall, throws to Asijan, fakes the three into Crowell, back to Connor for three, left corner, no good. They're 1 of 18 now from deep. Jalen Smith throwing to Chuck Harris. He'll pull up. He'll take a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound loose. Williamson saves. Tapped at the Blackwell. Up the floor, got by Ambrose Hilton. Blackwell down the lane to the rim. Layup good. Blackwell goes the distance. 44-41 SMU, 9:24 remaining. Jalen Smith high on the left, throws to Williamson, driving right of the lane, throws it up, way off the mark, rebound, Asijan tap, now Wall threw it right to Williamson, low on the left, up and in. Samuel Williamson with the bucket and one. Boy, actually not an and one, they just stopped play, bodies on the floor. And they'll stop again to get the mop out. 9:11 remaining, 46-41 SMU. And now coming in is Carter Gilmore in for his Asijan.
And Connor was in that rebounding situation. Looked like he got, from where we were standing, looked like he got thrown back.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, to 9:41 left in the second, they've been letting him play.
Yep.
You just got to find a way.
Be ready.
Just got to find a way.
Wall is out. You got Crowell, Gilmore, Hepburn, Klesman, and Blackwell. And again, SMU showing press. Gilmore whips it into Max Klesman. Gives it to Hepburn against B.J. Edwards. And Chucky will bring it up. Badgers down five with 9:03 remaining. Hepburn high on the right, throwing to Crowell right of the lane. They get him doubled. He retreats. Goes into Gilmore, whips it to Klesman, left of the circle. Sends to Hepburn, high on the right, 10 of the shot clock. Chucky at the top of the arc, dribbles in the lane, pivots, fades, flips, inside the left elbow, no good. Long rebound, John Blackwell. Second chance for Wisconsin. Blackwell shovels it to Crowell, right of the lane, draws the double. Takes it to the wing, goes into Klesman, wide open, low on the right, he'll catch and finish. Easy money for Max. Badgers back within three. 8:30 remaining in Fort Myers, 46-43 SMU. Chuck Harris out high. Going to Edwards, left of the circle. Edwards against Klesmith. They spread the floor a bit. Now high screen Ambrose Hilton. Going right side for Phelps. Backing in on Hepburn in the lane. 14-footer. No rebound Klesmith. 8:07 to play, 46-43 SMU. Klesman through the center circle, angles right to the front court. High screen Crowell. Klesman for three in the tie. Book it! And we are tied at 46. On the second made three in 20 attempts tonight. Now B.J. Edwards against Hepburn. Outside right. Edwards on the left hand dribble. Switches to the right hand. He'll leave it for Chuck Harris. 46 all. 7:35 remaining. On the dribble, Harris into Ambrose Hilton, and he sends it down with authority. Slam dunk key on Ambrose Hilton, his first points. 48-46 SMU, 7:20 remaining. Max Klesman high on the left. Gets a high screen from Gilmore. Klesman up top. Jurek Phelps playing the defense. Hepburn loops it into Crowell. Draws the double. Skip past Blackwell. Left corner. A bump. Knock loose. Last touched by Phelps. That was close. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as we have the under 8 media timeout. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now we throw to a commercial break. 7:04 remaining in this Fort Myers tip-off championship game. SMU 48, Wisconsin 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 7:04 remaining. SMU 48, Wisconsin 46.
What would you rather be doing the night before Thanksgiving at about 9 o'clock at night? You got a 2-point game. College basketball, it always delivers.
It's a beautiful thing,
man.
You just
got to pay attention to it.
It's a beautiful thing.
It always delivers.
Been some great games earlier today. We've got a down-to-the-wire game shaping up here tonight. As the Badgers have been down by as many as 11 and 10 on a couple of other occasions, but now they're within two.
Does this not have the feel of that Tennessee game?
A little bit.
Right? Like,
can they finish?
Can they finish it? Can they learn from that experience? Can they get the crucial stops? They need to get the crucial stops. That Tennessee game earlier on the year had a little bit of this feel. They made a run, they would have an answer. Well, Wisconsin, they made their run. They're coming in. Tie ball game. Max hits that three. Boom. Harris drives, rips, scores to left. Now, what has Wisconsin learned over 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Great test right in front of you.
They're in the bonus. Remember that. They've only attempted 4 free throws. SMU has committed 8 fouls. The Badgers, 4. There's 10 of the shot clock. 7:04 in the game clock. Max Klesman will inbound front court sideline left. Looking. Lobs it into Crowell at the top of the circle. Crowell against Tyreek Smith. Gives to Hepburn. Chucky right of the paint. 4 to shoot. Klesman for 3 in the lead. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Jaheim Hudson. 6:50 to play. 48-46 SMU. The Badgers have not led in this game. Chuck Harris outside left off the Tyreek Smith screen. Harris right of the lane. Drives to the goal. Up right hand. Good. Chuck Harris with 2 more. He has 11. And it's 50-46 SMU, 6.5 minutes to play. Hepburn to the front court. Hepburn against B.J. Edwards. Now it's Klesmet between the arcs. Klesmet on the dribble. Left wing. Still on the dribble. Top of the circle. Throwing to Hepburn. High on the right. Hepburn getting a screen from Gilmore. Five to shoot. Klesmet's open. Tries a three. Good. Max Klesmet is second three. 50-49 SMU. 6 minutes to play. Jaheim Hudson hands off to Harris. Harris at the top of the circle. Harris had it knocked loose. Trying to dig it out of there is Hepburn. Bodies on the floor. They get a held ball. Everybody's got to separate here. Got to take it easy. Take it easy. Got Blackwell getting involved. Everybody can separate. Greg Gard getting out on the floor. The SMU coaches as well. You can have non-playing personnel get out there on the floor there in situations like this. It has been feisty down here. We had West Virginia last night with SMU, a little bit in the earlier game tonight with Virginia, and now Wisconsin and SMU getting a little testy. 5:49 to play. This officiating crew, Ted Valentine, Lee Cassell, Patrick Evans, will get it sorted out. 50-49, the Mustangs. They started to make an announcement there, but the officials are looking over at the monitor. So they get a tie up on the floor. Yeah. That's what that was.
That's the first thing there. Yeah. However, there were a couple of pushes back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be very interesting because John Blackwell was in this, and he got pushed with two hands.
Yeah.
Now, that might be the homer in me a little bit seeing that, but it'll be very interesting to see what they see there as that unfolded. I thought John was in it, you know, trying to get the ball, all that stuff. But I did see an SMU player push with two hands.
And then I think he gave a little push back. By the way, the arrow is to SMU. So it would, at this point of interruption here, it would be SMU ball. We have 5:49 to play, 16 on the shot clock, 50-49, SMU leading Wisconsin. Got a little review here just to sort out who did what and if anything is warranting a technical foul.
And what a three by Max Klesmet on that other end.
Yeah.
Now, offensively, it was a horrendous offensive set.
I was about ready to set you up on that. Sometimes bad offense can still lead you to a three, and that's what was happening.
A horrendous offensive possession. However, you still get 3 points when you go points per possession.
The officials still getting it sorted out. Ted Valentine over there in the Wisconsin huddle. We call him TV Teddy. He's been doing this a long time. He can restore order here.
I'm not worried about it. Absolutely.
You're right. You know
I'm not
saying?
Worried. Yep. With some, and they're all, you know, have strength, but I'm not worried about this game getting out of control.
Nope.
With this crew we have.
No, I agree. Teddy over there at the scores table. By the way, Mike Mankey is serving as the public address announcer here in Fort Myers. He is the voice of the Kohl Center in Camp Randall Stadium. Also spends a lot of time down here in Southwest Florida. Just happened to be here this week.
Good week
good,
to be down
good,
here.
Good week for him. Good week for us to be able to hear his voice. And we will get clarification from here we go. So it's offsetting dead ball technical fouls. Jaheim Hudson and Stephen Crow. So there you go.
And realistically, man, I like that.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't like it escalated. The officials came in. You've got to do something. You call it. You move on. Normally, I'm not a big offsetting technical guy because usually somebody starts it to figure it out.
Yeah.
But in that case, there was a jump ball. It was a loose ball. Like, I actually think that was handled about as well as that could have been.
Well, they got it right, so now we'll continue to play basketball. 5:49 to play, 16 of the SMU shot clock. 50-49, the Mustangs. Zurich Phelps will inbound. 16 points for Phelps, 14 of the first half. Here we go. Tyreek Smith hands off to Harris. A hedge of the screen from Crowell. Turns him back to Hepburn. Another high screen, Tyreek Smith. Going to Jalen Smith, high on the left, 7 to shoot. Here's Phelps, right of the lane. Behind the back pass, Tyreek Smith bobbles, gathers backs, turns up right hand. Good. Well, Tyreek Smith, he bobbled it, got control, and got the bucket. 3-point lead, SMU, 5:25 remaining. 52-49, the Mustangs. Stephen Crowell throwing to Klesman, high on the left, off to Hepburn. Chucky off the right elbow. Tossed it back out to Klesman. Whips it to Blackwell, and he threw it away. Wanted Crowell, taken away by Phelps. Zurich Phelps up the floor. On the right wing, now with the paint shot. Blocked, and a foul called on Tyler Wall. Got ball, got body as well. Ooh. Oh, check that. They call it on John Blackwell. I beg your pardon. Okay.
And as good as John's been on that entry pass to the post, it's going to be something they're going to show him tomorrow.
Yep.
Pass fake.
Yeah.
Boom. Down
exactly.
Below the entries there. There was no pass fake right over the top. Stared at it. Guys are too good. They're too strong. They're too athletic.
Phelps missed the first free throw. It was the lesser of the evils. It was on Blackwell. That was his first foul. I say that because Tyler Wall has three. Store in, Blackwell out. Phelps missed the first free throw. Second on the way, and that's good. 53-49 SMU, 5:04 to play. Again, showing presses SMU. Inbounds pass to Chucky Hepburn, and now the Mustangs release. Hepburn brings it up the right sideline. Starts the offense for Wisconsin. Throws to Wall at the top. Leaves it for Crowell, right of the circle. A handoff to Max Klesman. Tossed it out the wall. Tyler backing in the lane. Bounce past A.J. Storr. Baseline right. Hanging. Got tied up. It goes out the wall. 8 to shoot. Tyler pivots. Feeds Hepburn. Fakes the three. Chucky takes the three. Left of the circle. Money. Chucky Hepburn's first points of the night. 53-52 SMU, 4:28 remaining. Here's Chuck Harris for the Mustangs. Hepburn defends. A throw to Phelps, high on the left. He's with Storr. High screen, Tyreek Smith. Phelps, right foul line extended. Takes it above the arc against Crowell. Phelps will snap off a three. Back rim, no. Rebound tap. Storr to Crowell. And the Badgers down one. Back on offense with 4:04 to play. Hepburn again, right sideline. High screen from Wall. Chucky with a throw to Crowell. Hands it back to Hepburn between the arcs. Hepburn against Hudson, driving left of the lane. One pump goes up. Got it. Count it. And a foul. Hepburn for the lead with an and one. And a timeout in Fort Myers as the Badgers have the lead for the first time tonight. And we'll take a break, and then Butchie will tell you why the ball fake is beautiful. 3:52 remaining, Wisconsin 54, SMU 53. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast. Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment. Resilience. Sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up, and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The way he finishes it.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. And we're going back and forth. We have to submit an all-tournament ballot. And we don't really know what we're doing there. Best in the game, though, points in the paint. We've talked about it all night, Butchie. 36-18 in favor of Wisconsin.
We might not know what we're doing a lot, but that we know what we're doing. When you got that big a difference, 36-18, you know that's been a big part of this game, especially when you weren't shooting the ball well. Now, all of a sudden, you've knocked down a couple of threes. You've made your run. You're up by one, and it's because of that three. Now, Chucky hits a step back, so this time down, hits the step back, fakes, drives, gets to the lane, boop, shows shot the fake. Shot fake.
Yep.
Now, SMU has had athletes, and they have blocked a lot of shots and altered a lot of shots around the rim. I can't tell you how happy I was to see Chucky shot fake. Guess what? He gets rewarded. He finishes the bucket, gives him a chance and an and-one opportunity here, and it's the simple game of basketball. You don't need to make it harder than what it needs to be. If you got shot blockers, show them that ball. Let them go for it. That's fine. It's like you're fishing, right? Put it out there. See if anybody bites at it.
Yes, sir. And that's exactly what happened. A shot fake, a beautiful thing. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Jaheim Hudson called for that foul. 54-53 Wisconsin. 3 minutes, 52 seconds to play, and Hepburn will be at the line to try to finish this and one.
Did I get too excited over the shot fake?
No, you didn't.
I'm a simple guy. I'm going to have potatoes and turkey. That's it. That's all that I'm going to have on my plate. I'm a simple guy.
No, it's amazing what that very simple fundamental can do for you, right? I mean, they're athletic, as you said. Shot fake, get them off their feet.
It creates the advantage you want,
yes,
right? As a player, all you're trying to do is create a little bit of an advantage, and that's what Chucky had.
Hepburn with a free throw, and it's straight through. 55-53 Wisconsin, 3:52 to play. Both teams in the bonus. Badgers in the double bonus. Up the floor is Jalen Smith. Mustangs behind for the first time tonight. Here's Chuck Harris. Right elbow against Chucky Hepburn. Retreats over the arc. Finds Phelps against Klesman. Phelps got by Max. Drives the lane. Goes up. Tied up by Wall, but the shot is good anyway. Zurich Phelps with the take. Tied at 55. 3.5 minutes to play. Hepburn to the front court, leads it for A.J. Storr. A throw to Wall, top of the circle. Wall hands off to Hepburn. Drifting near the left corner. Takes it to the wing with 14 to shoot. They clear that side. Chucky off the wing. In the lane, jump stop, up right hand, too strong, no good. Wall low on the left, it falls out, no. Storr is there on the attack, up right hand, good. A.J. Storr gives the Badgers a two-point lead.
And a great no-call by the officiant who tried to get a charger. It wasn't there.
2:57 to play, 57-55 Wisconsin. Jalen Smith up top, leads it for Chuck Harris, outside left, whips it inside. Smith catches low on the left, scores, it counts, and a foul. Jalen Smith flashing to the goal. Game is tied, and he'll have a chance to give his team the lead again. They get Tyler Wall with his fourth foul.
It was just a little bit of a back screen, and all of a sudden, Jalen Smith goes right to that rim and a really good pass.
Free throw in the air. Jalen Smith left it short. Rebound, Chucky Hepburn. And here comes Wisconsin with 2:40 to play. Tied at 57. Max Klesman right of the circle. Throws to Crowell. Hands off to A.J. Storr. Storr kills the dribble, gives it up the Wall, rotates to Hepburn, 2:30 remaining. Shot clock now down to 10. Hepburn bobs off a Crowell screen, takes a left lane line, pivots, throws to Storr. A.J. on the attack, to the rim, slam dunk with a right hand. Oh, a strong punch from Storr, and it's 59-57 Wisconsin. 2:12 remaining. Jalen Smith gets it to Harris at the top. Chuck Harris. Bob's off a high screen. Tyreek Smith throwing to Williamson off the right wing. Williamson had it taken away by Wall. He bobbled it, and Wall ripped it away a minute 55 to play. 59-57 Wisconsin. Hepburn walks it up for the Badgers. Phelps defending. A throw to Crowell. A minute 45 to play. Klusman, a right-hand toss to Hepburn. 12 to shoot. A minute 40 on the game clock. Shot clock is down to 8. They spread it for Chucky. High screen Crowell now. Off the screen. Step back 3. Hepburn. He hit it. Chucky Hepburn goes cold-blooded. 62-57 Wisconsin. Timeout. SMU with 1:28 to play. Cold-blooded. Or as Raftery would say, onions.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Not because he's made the shot, but there's growth. Understanding the moment. Because that was just a high pick and roll, and you go and make a play.
Ooh. What a game. What a rally here for Wisconsin. Still work to be done with 88 seconds remaining. 62-57 Wisconsin. Badgers have knocked down 6 of their last 8 shots, but SMU has made 5 of its last 6. Some shot making, some playmaking here at crunch time. After firing blanks all night, Wisconsin now is hitting some threes.
And finally, right now, do you get the stop? How do you get the stop? Follow your discipline. Understanding that Coach Guard subs out A.J. Storr, John Blackwell back in because SMU calls that timeout. It allows the exchange to happen.
Here we go. Up the floor is Chuck Harris against Hepburn. Harris through the midcourt logo. Harris to the hedge of the screen from Crowell. A throw to Phelps against Blackwell. Phelps had it knocked away Hepburn, then maybe off of Phelps. It was out of bounds to Wisconsin. And there's Chucky again.
Right on cue. And that's what it was. John did enough with his body, didn't reach. What happens? Chucky's able to come in there and show enough of his body to cause a turnover.
1:15 to play. Presses on. Hepburn splits through a double team. Gets it ahead to Blackwell. Badgers up 5 with a minute 9 to play. Blackwell gets fouled by Williamson. Badgers in the double bonus. And the freshman will get 2 free throws with 1:08 to play. 62-57 Wisconsin.
What that foul does there by SMU. Again, John Blackwell, we know what he's done offensively, but it allows John to stay in the game as well. Instead, could have put in A.J. Storr. I thought A.J.'s done some really good things during this run, but sub him out now. You put John at the free throw line, you don't have to worry about it. Come back, John can play defense again.
Yeah, Blackwell 17 of 21 this season at the free throw line. First attempt is good. It's Crowell, Wall, Blackwell, Hepburn, and Klusman out there. Ricardo Wright will check in for Williamson as SMU subs.
And if I was SMU there, I want to foul. Yep. Play it out.
Yep, absolutely. 63-57 Wisconsin with 1:08 remaining in this Fort Myers tip-off championship game. Blackwell takes a deep breath. One dribble, free throw on the way, and it's good again. 64-57 Wisconsin. Clock running, 1:05 remaining. Chuck Harris, left side of the front court against Hepburn. Now against Klesman, off the left wing in the lane. Got tied up by Wall. Shot up is good. And it's 64-59, Wisconsin. Down to 57.7 to play. Inbounds pass to Klesman, throwing to Wall. Tyler spins out of a double team. Gets it ahead to Hepburn, left side of the front court. And Chucky gets fouled with 50.7 seconds to play. 64-59, Wisconsin leading SMU. And Hepburn will shoot 2.
The ball went to the corner. Max comes back to Tyler. SMU at that point should have tried to foul Tyler. They had him.
Absolutely.
Instead, you pass it up to Chucky. And good recognition by Tyler to get it out quick, too.
Tyler Wall is a 50% free throw shooter. Chucky Hepburn is 12 of 14 this year. The first free throw is no good as it rolls off. 64-59 Wisconsin. 50.7 seconds to play. Both teams have 2 timeouts available. Badgers have the possession arrow. Second free throw for Hepburn. It's good. He gets one out of two. 65-59 Wisconsin. 50 seconds to play. Chuck Harris to the front court. Klesman is guarding him. A hedge of the screen from Crow. Harris snaps off a three. It's off the rim. No good. And a whistle inside. Foul called. And it's going to be on Stephen Crow. And that's going to be his fourth. That stops the clock. 39.7 seconds to play. Badgers up six.
It was a good call. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Stephen knew there was a foul. He jumped up, brought his hands down, and tried, don't call that. That was the big red flag when you get as a player when you do that. No, oh, no, yeah. Oh, shoot. Yep, they got me. They got me.
Tyreek Smith, 2 of 2 at the line tonight. 4 points in the game. This is a 1-1, and he will earn the bonus. 65-60 Wisconsin, 39.7 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Smith, 6'8 senior. And hits them both, and a timeout taken by Rob Lanier as the Mustangs are within four. 39.7 seconds to play, Wisconsin 65, SMU 61.
Now if you're Wisconsin, you've seen it all night long is the press. You know SMU is going to press in this situation. So make sure you've got two comes to the ball. You've got your main ball handler. You've got another ball handler. You're going to have someone go deep to make sure there's a deep, deep outlet. And they're going to have another guy come up about the middle of that three-point line right on the top of the key. So you've got more than enough outlets coming, knowing that that press is going to come. I would look for SMU to try to get a trap. It's a four-point game with 39 seconds left. They could get one or two traps, and then you're going to look at the foul.
It'll be Tyler Wall throwing it inbounds here. Crow, Klesman, Hepburn, Blackwell rounding out the five. Jalen Smith is up on Wall. 39.7 seconds to play. Wall shuffles left. Looking. Timeout Wisconsin. Badgers had two to burn. Now they have one.
And Wisconsin did exactly what I talked about. John Blackwell came over the top. Max Klesman came to the one corner. Chuck came to the corner after the screen from Steve. Big Steve went deep. No one was open. You got your timeout. You're fine.
Yep.
When you talk about now, what are you making adjustments? Not many adjustments you need to make. The only thing I saw in that possession, Wisconsin didn't screen well enough. Right? So hit somebody on those screens. Steve screened. Max Klesman's guy wasn't a great screen. John got a screen over the top from Chucky. Wasn't a great screen. So just screen better and cut to the ball with a purpose. But you had some guys. Tyler wasn't sure of it. You can live with it. You got some timeouts. You're good.
All right. They'll try again. 39.7 seconds remaining. 65-61 Wisconsin.
And the setup is the exact same right now.
Wall with Jalen Smith again in his face. Wall gets it into Klesman, and they're trying to trap Max, and he gets hip-checked and fouled by Jalen Smith with 37.2 seconds to play. And two free throws coming up for Max Klesman. Second foul on Jalen Smith. Klesman with his first free throw attempts tonight. He is 7 of 8 through the first five games of the season. First attempt is good.
That's 87.5%.
That's good, man. You just had pretty that good. Right. You had that right
math,
away.
Math, yeah.
Wow. Yep. I'm impressed. 66-61 Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up for Max. Straight through. 67-61 Wisconsin. 35 seconds left. Here's Chuck Harris to the front court. Harris right lane line behind the back on the dribble. Lost the handle. It rolls out to Jalen Smith. Feeds Harris again. 25 seconds. Harris against Hepburn. Backing. Fades. Flips. Baseline left. Nope. Rebound. Wall tips. Gathered by Phelps. Knocked away. And Blackwell comes up with it for Wisconsin. And they will play on. They didn't foul him. And now Tyreek Smith does at half court with 10.9 to play. And the Badgers lead by six. Well, the Badgers digging deep tonight when not much was going right. They were doing a lot to help SMU, and then the Badgers get it cranked up in the second half as John Blackwell is back at the foul line, and he is good with the first free throw. Well, if this freshman was a secret, that's past tense. He is a secret no more. 9 points and 8 rebounds for Blackwell. Make it 10 points and 8 rebounds. His both throws. And it's 69-61 Wisconsin, 10.9 to play. And rolling it, letting it roll is Chuck Harris. He will take it across half court. 8 seconds left. A throw to Jalen Smith. Tries a three. Off the rim, no. Blackwell, the rebound. And walked with the ball as he fell to the floor with 2.7 seconds remaining. You're going to commit a turnover. Do it now with your team up 8 and 2.7 seconds to play.
And you grab the rebound at least,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
You can live with it.
His ninth rebound of the game. Jalen Smith, baseline right, will throw it in. Looking, and a pass stolen away by Klesman, and the Badgers win it. They win the championship game with a Fort Myers tip-off, rallying from 11 down at one point, 10 down on other occasions, and turn it on late to win by 8. Another November tournament win here for the Wisconsin Badgers, taking down Virginia on Monday night, coming from behind to defeat SMU this evening. And Butchie doing it on the strength of 40 points in the paint and then making some threes down the stretch as well.
And they did, and we talked about this, Matt. Tennessee game, it had the same feel to me. What did you learn? Well, I'll tell you what they learned. They buckled up on the defensive end. They got stops when they needed to get stops. Yeah, they made some threes. Then they understood that, hey, I'm not going to rely on threes. I'm going to get to the paint. Shot fakes, finish through some contacts. But most importantly, it was the defensive end where they were able to tighten up and play as five. How many times when a guy drove for SMU were there two guys there? How many times were there digs to make sure that guys could crack back and get the defensive rebound and clean it up?
Great work, the fundamentals, and then the shot fake by Chucky Hepburn for the lead, right? A beautiful thing.
But it was the little things.
Yeah.
Man. Like that to me is how teams learn. And they have understood the moment. You don't go through last year and not learn something. Like, that sticks with the team. And that's exactly what this team has learned. We know their record in tight games.
Yeah.
21 games decided by. We heard it all last year. Mm-hmm. We heard it during the offseason.
Right.
Well, right here is your result. I mean, what a gritty effort by these guys.
And for the seventh time since 2005, the Badgers win a holiday tournament. It'll be a happy Thanksgiving Day flight back to Madison. Final score, Wisconsin 69, SMU 61. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Fort Myers, where the Wisconsin Badgers come from behind to defeat SMU 69-61 to win the Fort Myers tip-off championship. They just named the all-tournament team. You were diligently taking notes there, Butchie.
I was. Tyler Wall is the MVP.
There you go.
Cole makes it.
There you go.
Edwards from West Virginia.
Yep.
Beekman, who we saw.
Reese Beekman.
From Virginia. And then Phelps, who we saw from SMU, had a heck of a game with 19 points. So a great all-tournament team there. Obviously could have gone to Stephen Kroll, Tyler Wall. I think Tyler, what he did over the last couple of games, down the stretch, what he did on Monday, what he did tonight. Stephen, what he did, that's what experience, you know, brings your way.
All right, Badgers get the win here tonight, 69-61. Tyler Wall with 14 points, 6 rebounds leading the way. 5 Badgers in double figures. Max Klesmith with 12. 11 for A.J. Storr. 10 apiece for Chucky Hepburn and John Blackwell. Blackwell just missing a double-double. 10 points, 9 rebounds. 5 points for Connor Asijan. 5 for Stephen Crowell and 8 rebounds. And 2 for Nolan Winter. Zurich Phelps with 19 for the Mustangs. 13 for Chuck Harris. 8 for Jalen Smith. 7 for Samuel Williamson. 6 for Tyreek Smith. 5 points for Jaheim Hudson. And 2 points for Keon Ambrose Hilton. 1 for B.J. Edwards. And the Wisconsin Badgers taking a little bit of a victory lap going up into the crowd where a lot of Wisconsin fans were here. These tournaments, man, you grow and they...
Well, you grow and then, again, and they were tested. This isn't one where, and again, the Virginia game was great because you kind of knew where you were at. Like, you know you can play at that level. Now, can you always play at that level? And we talked about it. Would this second game be one where it's a little bit of a letdown? Well, to start the game off, it was.
It was.
It wasn't Wisconsin basketball. But they've had a couple of chances to learn from it and to grow and handle those runs. And I'm going back to it a lot, man. But that Tennessee game, like, it was back and forth. They were scoring the ball, but they weren't getting stops. And I think Tennessee is the cream. Like, I think they are fantastic in what they do. So you look at what this team has done and the learning experiences through it. Everyone says, Coach Gard, why are you scheduling the way you're scheduling? Well,
this is why.
This is why.
Yep.
You learn.
Absolutely. And they learn and they get some nice swag to go home, symbolic of the championship of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament. Your final, Wisconsin 69, SMU 61. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of SiriusXM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers rally to defeat SMU tonight by a final score of 69-61. Brian Butch making his way outside the locker room. We hope to hear from head coach Greg Gard before we wrap things up here tonight. Uphill climb all night for Wisconsin. You know, they would get close. SMU would have an answer. Badgers got some early buckets to start the second half. They trailed 32-24 at the break, but a Tyler Wall layup, a Max Klesman jumper, got them to within five. SMU had an answer. And that's kind of the theme of it until the Badgers were able to finally catch up to them. Chucky Hepburn hitting a three with about 4.5 minutes to play to pull his team within one at 53-52. And then Chucky with an and one gave his team the lead at 55-53 with just less than 4 minutes to play. Then a little back and forth. Zurich Phelps with a layup. That tied the game. A.J. Storr gave his team the lead with a layup at 3 minutes to play. And then it was Jalen Smith getting into the paint for a bucket. That tied the game at 57. But then the Badgers took the lead for good with just a touch less than 2.5 minutes to play. And A.J. Storr dunk. And then the next possession, Chucky Hepburn got loose and did what he's done a fair amount of in his two-plus years as a Badger. Here's how it sounded. Shot clock is down to 8. They spread it for Chucky. High screen Crow now. Off the screen. Step back 3. Hepburn. He hit it. Chucky Hepburn goes cold-blooded. 62-57 Wisconsin. Timeout. SMU with 1:28 to play. And nothing. An empty possession for the Mustangs. John Blackwell hitting a couple of free throws to extend the lead to 7. And really from there, no big threat from SMU getting no closer. Well, actually, I take that back. They did get to within 4 with 39 seconds to play on a couple of Tyreek Smith free throws, 65-61. But the Badgers were able to close them out, hitting their free throws, 2 from Max Klesmet, 2 from John Blackwell. And Wisconsin will go home happy, a 69-61 winner over the SMU Mustangs to win the championship of the Fort Myers tip-off. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard as our post-game coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues as Wisconsin defeats SMU 69-61. Earlier tonight, Purdue held off Marquette 78-75 in the Maui Invitational. It was Memphis over Michigan in the battle for Atlantis 71-67. Nebraska remains undefeated as the Huskers defeat Duquesne 89-79. Those are your other Big Ten teams in action, and the Badgers get it done for the Big Ten Conference here tonight with a 69-61 win. A good week for Greg Gard's team, defeating Virginia 65-41 on Monday night, and a 69-61 winner against SMU here tonight. We'll take another break. Coming up, more of our Wisconsin Ford postgame, or Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through! Yeah.
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
Yeah. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a 3-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. And before we move any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin 69, SMU 61 tonight as we take a look at the stat sheet. Wisconsin in the second half shot 54% from the field and finally started making some threes. They were a hot mess for most of the night, but knocked down 4 out of 10 in the second half and getting that clutch three, as we mentioned, from Chucky Hepburn. A couple of big-time shots from Max Klesman. But the points in the paint, a big difference here tonight as Wisconsin had 40 points in the paint compared to 24 for SMU. For the game, Wisconsin ends up 42% from the floor, 5 of 24 from 3, but we mentioned some of those 5 awfully clutch, and 12 of 13 at the free throw line. They would have loved